Well, I do want to say again, Merry Christmas to you all. And it's a wonderful Christmas this year. Kimberly and I have had our niece Stephanie, good to have her here. And it's good to spend our first holiday in Maplewood. We went home over Thanksgiving. And I was looking forward most of all to the peace, the peacefulness, not having to travel around from place to place. But I think any time there's a holiday and you're entertaining folks or cooking, peace can be more of an illusion than a reality. Still, it's been a wonderful holiday, and I know that the season isn't over. But I'm reminded that Christmas, at the heart of Christmas, it's fullness. We really celebrate fullness. And what I mean by that is of course, on Friday, if you were here at 5 o'clock, you saw a fullness that you may not have seen for a year. The sanctuary was full with children and costumes. And then, of course, we had other two services. And the front of the sanctuary is full in so many ways, with flowers and major scenes and decorations and trees and art. And I'm sure in many ways your home's full of laughter or talk. Some homes aren't exactly being full of drama. But one thing or another, there's a fullness of the season. Fullness, as I mentioned in prayer, bellies, hearts. Christmas is about fullness another way. It's about fullness of time. We think of Christmas as being the moment in which God entered into humanity. We mentioned in the 11 o'clock service on Friday night,